One, two, three, four, five.
Can you tell Michael to stay out of my room? He keeps leaving dirty hand marks everywhere.
We never talk about him. We never talk about how he affects all of us. It's getting creepier and creepier.
One.
Getting angry doesn't help.
You're scaring him.
Two.
He's scaring me.
Where you've been, it's the home of very powerful spirits.
The god you might be familiar with cannot help you now.
Okay, here's the deal. The Darkness is the kind of PG-13 quote-unquote scary movie that true horror fans hold in disdain. It hasn't an original thought throughout the entire film. The scares come with no real teeth, and anything shocking happens conveniently off-screen. It's like last year's god-awful Poltergeist remake, only without the name recognition. The story follows an estranged family whose autistic son accidentally connects with Native American demons. After a flurry of haunted house cliches, we get some more jump scares and a weak exorcism scene, but nothing we haven't seen before a dozen times. The worst part is the family is so terrible to each other that I was actually rooting for the demons, if for no other reason than to make their suffering interesting rather than mundane and trite, which they managed in everyday life. The Darkness gets 1 star out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.